Hi, guys. That's a bit loud. Hello.
Oh, it's a bit loud. You don't say.
Yeah. You know why it's extra loud? Because I have not one, but two pairs of headphones on. You know why? Because I am listening in 4K. That's right, folks. You get there by putting on double the amount of headphones. Okay, you know what? It's actually really hot. It's burning my scalp. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The Musical Chairs in Massachusetts, where we take musicians, throw them into a mine, and have them dig diamonds out to help support the show. So,
and you're holding out on me, Christopher.
Oh yeah, we you know that trailer that we had full of people. It's just full of diamonds now. Don't ask me what we did to people though.
And I'm just learning about this now.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, anyways, So, guys, thank you so much for all your support. Thank you for all the listeners that we've had so far. This is our 16th episode that we've dropped so far, and it is mid to late August, I would believe.
The old dog days of summer.
The old dog days of summer are coming towards an end for our, educational classes there. They're getting ready to squeeze out a little bit left of what's left of summer and to then prepare for the new school year, which is good. So
I can't
remember school.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can remember school. I take it back. You know what I remember most about school? This was back in the 90s. You see where I'm going with this? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there I was, a teenager. The coolest kid out of the entire school, let me tell you. I had a leather jacket. I had sunglasses. My hair was slicked back. I had a lot of hair back then. I rode a Harley. And, I had all these tattoos. Nikki's like, no, you didn't. No, I was a nerd. I was an absolute nerd. But, I did hang out with the headbangers. And so that was my claim to fame. And, of course, we're listening to all forms of grunge rock. We're listening to, Offspring. I love, well, they're more punk, but. Offspring, not Offspring. Soundgarden, Incubus, Foo Fighters, the Foo Fighters. Trying to do a Chris Watkins impression. The Foo Fighters. Anyways, Metallica. Oh my God, we loved Metallica. Just all these incredible bands. Stone Temple Pilots, of course, Nirvana. I can just keep rattling them off.
And meanwhile, I was single digits.
I do your dad fortune.
Oh, well, Nikki, it's okay. It's okay to be young. You get to live longer than me, God willing. Knock on the wood. Yeah, you missed out, though. I got to say, you missed out on an incredible decade. It was
long. I mean, I remember it.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, that's why you didn't miss out.
No, not okay, that
good.
Bad.
All right, good. But yeah, no, we had some great music. And, if only we had a musician.
So we could relive
all that.
I think I can arrange that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think I can make that happen.
Okay.
Yeah, do you trust me?
Nikki, I trust you 100%.
All right, well, I'm about to blow your MF in mind.
I want to say that it's kind of you to even acknowledge that I have a mind.
I mean, I don't know. Something's about to explode.
Yeah, okay. It's like when Patrick Starr is just like trying to think. He's like,
I'm Patrick.
No, I'm Patrick. my God. Yeah. So anyways, so yeah, we have, I think, a terrific artist that, and what's incredible about this musician is that he's so young.
He's younger than me.
Yeah. He's younger than you.
Yeah.
And somehow.
Yeah. Younger than me.
Younger than you. Cause you're old. Yeah. No, you're not that old. But he has such a great, awesome appreciation for that genre music from the 90s, back when the music scene in New England was just rocking. So I can't wait to hear our special guest.
Yeah. Thank you for trusting me on this one.
Oh, of course, Nikki. I'm going to trust you on all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we end up double booking artists, because, you know, I pick good ones, and then you're like, hey, I met this guy, and he's really good, and then I realized he already booked him.
I know. Yeah. I know. There's been a couple of times where I'm like, ah, I want to go check out the open mics. La, 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 la. Hey, hi, nice to meet you. Oh, you play at the open mics? Oh, yeah. Like, oh, you're great. And then I'm like, you should come on our show. He's like, I'm going to. He's like, I'm scheduled for the for July. And I'm like, oh, it's happened again. Like, I keep running into people like, Nikki gets to him quickly.
Yeah.
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 I know how to pick him. What can I say?
Oh, yeah.
So I got a good ear for talent.
Well, in the, you know, in the words of, it was Garth and Wayne. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
Yeah. Swing, swing.
Yeah. So, let's give it up for our next guest. Nikki, would you like to do the introduction?
Sure will. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Today we're joined by Mike Martin. Mike is a Chair City native that has been playing music for 11 years. He is completely self-taught and enjoys the styles of 90s rock music. He currently does mostly solo acoustic performances. However, he was in a band called Safe Hill, where he gained experience writing and recording music. When Mike isn't performing, he enjoys cars, photography, and running marathons. Welcome to the studio, Mike.
Hey.
Woo!
Woo! Wow, that's a lot of people listening, huh?
Yeah, now you have to unmute my mic.
Oh.
Yeah. For those that are just like, oh, what's he talking about? I got put in timeout, but, you know, deservedly. Thank you, Mike, for coming into the studio today.
Thank you both for having me. This is very exciting. I've never done anything like this before.
Yeah, neither have I, or us.
It's clearly showing.
This is our first time ever. thank you. Yeah, no, this is, you know, we slaved over our, you know, 9-to-5 jobs, whittled away all the, is that how that goes? Or, I don't know, we squirreled away our nickels and dimes. And then we bought this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah, once in a while. It's just, and now we're in $30,000 of credit card debt.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's nothing, dude. It's
sponsor us.
And in today's economy, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Doing just fine.
And I found the life hack. You don't have to pay bills if you never open them.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I do.
That's the
most. I haven't gotten in trouble yet, so.
Right. What are they going to do?
You're going to come knocking on my door?
You're going to come
shut my water off?
Are you going to take away my debt? Because that's all I got. Yeah, but anyways, no, thanks for coming down. Yeah. Gosh, where should we start with you, my friend?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you want to know? I'm an open book. I'll let you know whatever you want.
Okay, so when you were first born, what was that like?
You know, I was born in Leominster, and that's where Johnny Appleseed was also born.
Oh,
fun
right.
fact.
Yes. Yeah. Now we're educating.
Yes, of course, yes. And then it's all been a blur since then, up until around I was like 5 or 6, and I kind of remember after that a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
nice. Okay. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Nice. So far, quality show, guys.
Yes.
Quality
very
show.
Good.
Yeah. We
educational.
And there were some Massachusetts, you know, facts in there.
There were. Mm, yeah, yes. We elevate.
That's right.
Not high, but
not, you know. Not high. It's like 3 inches off the ground. yeah. So, anyways, and so when did you get involved with music?
So. I've been a fan of music. Like first and foremost, I am a fan of music. I've been a fan of music since quite literally, I was in diapers. My mom always had music playing in the car, playing at the house. It was always 90s rock. Her favorite band's Pearl Jam. I grew up in Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, all the grunge stuff, the alternative stuff that kind of came after that. You know, WAAF, Laser 99.3, all those rock stations. That's what I grew up on. And I'm like, I used to lay in bed at night as a kid and fantasize about like playing on stage with the guitar and stuff before I'd fall asleep.
Sure.
And I always wanted to do it. And I always thought I have to take lessons. I was a kid. I was a Boy Scout. I played sports. I'm like, I don't have time to take lessons. And then one day I was at a music store, City Music, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And I was there with my buddy, and he was getting like a set of strings for his guitar. And I saw a cheap little Fender guitar, which actually this tuner came with it. Oh. I don't have the guitar anymore, but I bought the guitar for $100. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to buy this and see what I can do with it. Play around with it. I was 19. And, you know, I watched a few YouTube videos, and I figured out how to read tabs. Once you can read tabs, it's like, you can play guitar. It's not hard. It's the easiest instrument in the world to play. My bass might be a little easier. You know, you get two less strings, but.
Right.
And, you know, I was in college at that time. I commuted. So like I get home at night, I'd go in my mom's basement, play my guitar, nice and quiet acoustics. Nobody heard me. And, just kind of learn how to play, and I started kind of humming along with it. And then I didn't start playing out till I was 22. I worked at the Gardner Ale House for like 9 years, 7 years. I don't know. Wow. I worked there for a long time. I grinded my teeth there, and it was a great, great experience for me. And, they did live music there a lot.
Right.
And, my man, Brian Chafee, played there every other Thursday. He hosted what they called Audio Wasabi, which is like an open mic by invitation kind of thing. And, we used to talk like at the end of the night, like, you know, like, I'm like, hey, I really love what you do. I love music. And I got a guitar. I'm kind of futzing around with it. And he's like, dude, we got to get you up there. And I'm like, I can't do that. And he's like, not sure you can. He peppered me for like a year. And the other bartender was getting on me too. He's like, yeah, go up there and play. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, all right, I'll play next week or 2 weeks or whatever it was. And I played, and a lot of people came. I was super nervous. I sucked. Everyone was clapping. Everyone was nice. And like, that's where it started.
Yeah.
So that's where I started playing, was at the Ale House. So what happened more was like, I worked every Thursday, sometime around like 11:30, 11 o'clock. I would clock out from bartending, go play like 20 minutes on the stage, clock back in and finish my shift. And like, they were really cool about letting me do that. Brian always, he's like, yep, anytime you want to play, you can come play. So, and that's where I got my start. And I just, you know, I got to know more people. I joined a band, and I was in that band for about 5 years. It was called Safe Hill. I met the guy who started that band. He was a sound guy at the Ale House. He was a great guitar player, Matt Swanton. Played in a band with him for 5 years, and it was good for a while, and it kind of just fizzled out, and everyone's got their own other projects and stuff that they're doing. So but it was a great experience. We recorded 16 original songs. Two of them got played on the radio.
Oh, nice.
That's two different exciting radio stations. Yeah, I lied. I did do an interview at a radio station. It was at 104.9 The Hawk up in somewhere in New Hampshire. It was up there. It was like near Concord, I think.
Oh,
the lakes, some of that. I don't know. But it was really cool. And you know, we played at like the Middle East, played in Worcester.
Oh.
It was a good experience. So
nice.
You know, and I band fizzled out, and I started playing more solo gigs, and I've been getting gigs around the area, and it was hard to get gigs at first, but I started making videos like on my Facebook and YouTube, and people seem to like them, so I make them in my house when I have time, and I could stay up till 2 a.m. and make a bunch of noise and nobody can hear me, and it's great.
Yeah,
so I can just do them on my own dime, my own watch, and that's kind of how I started getting gigs. And you know, a few other people were helping me, like, oh, I, you know, call this person or whatever. And so now I'm kind of a regular, and that's what I wanted
to be.
Awesome. like Brian Chafee, like, to me, he's like the bar. I'm like, if I could do something and be kind of like you, that would be amazing, because I look up to him so much. I think he's incredible.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. Yeah,
we'll absolutely have him on the show pretty
yes
soon.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I will listen to that.
Oh, awesome.
And the other episodes, too. And you all should, too.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, audience.
See, I knew you had good taste, because I saw your hat, Incubus.
Yes. Like, yeah. All right. Got this at a concert a couple years ago. I'm going to see him again.
Are you?
Yes. I think at the Garden. Yeah, me and my buddy Trevor, who was in that band, Safe Hill, he was one of the drummers we had. We're huge Incubus fans. We
love Incubus. Go
see them anytime we can. Yep. Big fan myself.
Yeah, I saw them at Lollapalooza. Yeah, it was, let's see, Queens of the Stone Age, right?
Yep.
And then Audio Slave with Chris Cornell.
Oh, my God.
Oh, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Chris Cornell is my favorite singer of all time.
Oh, mine too. Oh, my God. There was like Jurassic 5. There was Jane's Addiction. You know, it was just what a wonderful day.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's like, I wish... God, I was probably like 10 years old when that happened, and I wish I was older and then I could go. Because all those bands in that era, oh, man.
Oh, my God. You would have loved Loco Bazooka.
Yeah, that was in Fitchburg.
Yes. Yeah,
right at the airport.
Yeah,
right at the airport.
I have a DVD. I don't know how I got it. I think I bought it on eBay. It was like the WAFD because they like sponsored it.
Yeah.
I had all those bands. One of the bands that played there is a band that nobody remembers called Revis, and I love that band.
I remember Revis.
Yeah, I have that CD. Yeah. I listen to that album all the time. They were so good. Like Shinedown played there.
Mm-hmm. Lacuna Coil.
Stained. Yeah, Lacuna Coil. Yeah. I think Limp Bizkit did a show there one year.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool thing. I remember hearing about it on the radio. And they used the airport for it. Like, wow, that's pretty legit.
Yeah, it was funny, too, because it was the only time I ran around in a concert in my boxers. Because, you know, they had the Jägermeister tent and like with a whole bunch of swag. And they're like, well, we'll give you the swag if you'll take a strip to your boxers and go, I love Jägermeister. And so we did it.
Done deal.
Done.
Yep. Sign me up.
What do I get? Bandana. I'm like, okay. but yeah. And then I got to, they were doing a meet and greet. You didn't even pay anything. Like, you bought the poster, it was like $5, whatever. And then you waited in line forever, and then you got these guys, to autograph your poster. And the guys that I just happened to, you know, stand in line for, Damage Plan.
Oh, ooh. Dimebag's other band.
Dimebag.
Yeah.
And he was there, and he signed it.
Oh.
And
I heard he was a nice guy. Like,
he was wicked nice. Yeah. Like, very down to earth.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to him for just a brief moment. But it was cool. It was really cool. And so I love the fact that you're like all about that era.
Yeah, 90s and 2000s. Yeah. I mean, that's what I grew up listening to. So it's like, that's you know, there's an emotional, nostalgic kind of attachment there for me.
Yeah.
So, great. And that's generally what I play. And a lot of people, I'm really surprised a lot of people like it. And like, I play what I like first and foremost. So the fact that other people like it too, it's like, that's awesome. It makes me want to keep playing. So
that's the kind of music that's going to live on forever, man.
I hope so.
Yeah,
the good stuff that, you know, they call it classic for a reason. It's like classic rock. They still play that.
Because
it's good.
It's good,
right? Yeah.
Well, let's get into some of that good stuff.
Get into the good stuff.
Yeah. What do you got for us?
Okay, you know, since I'm wearing the hat, I might as well play an Incubus song, right?
Oh,
I'm okay with that.
Okay, here we go. Now, I bought this album on cassette when it came out because I didn't have a CD player yet. I had a little boombox that my dad gave me. It was 100 years old, black. I remember it. And this album had just come out, and I bought it at like Walmart or something.
Oh, yeah.
With my own money that I got for like shoveling snow or something like that. I was 7 years old or whatever at the time. So this album, one of my all-time favorite albums and one of my all-time favorite songs. To the sand. The ocean looks like a thousand diamonds strewn across a blue blanket. I lean against the wind, pretend that I am weightless, and in this moment I am happy, happy. I wish
sand. The sky resembles a backlit canopy with holes punched in it. I'm counting UFOs. I signal them with my lighter. And in this moment I am happy.
That brought back memories.
Yeah, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you see what I mean? It channels some kind of emotional, nostalgic kind of response.
Triggers. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Brings you right back to whenever you were listening to it or whenever you first heard it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know. Those years, man. I'm telling you, I was an angst teenager, like, telling Mom, like, Mom, no, not right now. I got to go hang out with my buddies. We're going to headbang to some music. And she was like, well, did you finish your dinner? And I was like, well.
Did you eat your broccoli, Christopher?
I was like, yes. No, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what was the first song you ever learned to play?
Ooh, the first. Ooh. So fun. This is going to go against everything I just said.
I love it.
First song I ever learned how to play was not a 90s song or a 2000 song. It was a 70s song.
Ooh, okay.
It's one of my all-time favorite songs. Happens to have the same title as the song I just played, Wish You Were Here.
Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Great album. I love that album. I love Pink Floyd. And it's just, it's such an easy song. It's all open chords. I mean, you got to do the little, you know, the little hammer things. And that, when I learned how to do that, I was like, oh my God, I can play guitar. It's not that hard. I don't need lessons. Like, if all I have to do is just do that,
yeah,
I can do this. Like, God. And, you know, David Gilmour is one of the best guitarists of all time. Now, I can't do, like, the solos and stuff, but, like, the fact that, you know, he wrote that song, you know, I'm sure Roger Waters, it was a collaboration, I'm sure, but like,
yeah.
I'm like, these are some of the best musicians and songwriters ever, and they came up with that, and I can play it. I'm like, well, geez, I could probably play a bunch of other stuff too. So
I'm going to challenge you.
Yes.
I expect to see a TikTok or a video or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Try to merge the two Wish You Were Here by Incubus and... Pink Floyd. So, I don't know how that would work, but
I could probably figure something out, like, you know, take a break. And I think, you know, Incubus kind of did that at a concert that I saw.
Oh, really?
And actually, when I play gigs, I play them back to back.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
that's awesome.
It is cool. It's kind of fun. You know, a lot of people don't pick up on it, but it's like once in a while, it's like, oh, I see what you did there. I'm like, yeah, see, I'm putting a little bit of thought into my set.
Somebody's picking up what I'm putting down.
Thank you. Come on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But
yeah, huge Pink Floyd fan. You know, like I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock too. My dad, big Aerosmith fan, Led Zeppelin.
First concert I ever went to.
Really?
Ooh. Aerosmith and Kiss.
That's a show.
Yeah.
That is a show.
Yeah. Back when it was, what was it? It was the Fleet Center.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah, no, yeah. Not the TD Garden, the Fleet Center.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember that.
Worcester.
No, that was in Boston.
Oh, wait, yeah.
The TD Bank North, right?
Yeah, TD Garden is. Yeah, that's where the Bruins play.
Yeah,
let's not talk about the Bruins.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah, that was not a good game last night. But yeah, no, What am I thinking? I'm thinking of the DCU Center.
DCU,
yeah, DCU Twister. Center, yeah.
There we go.
Nah.
Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester.
Yeah. But they, you know, they do have, they have Palladium.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of my friends playing bands, they play at the Palladium. I've gone and seen them. It's a pretty sweet place.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of great local talent here. Go check them out.
Yeah.
A lot of them play at places like the Palladium.
Yeah. And I kind of want to wish we had like a Mechanics Hall place like up here.
Oh, Mechanics Hall is amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah. When I was in college, I did an internship for a great organization called Devereaux. They do like foster care and they help people with, you know, disabilities. And they had a gala, and I actually didn't go to the gala because I'd signed up for like a half marathon and I was already doing that. But I helped set up for the gala, and it was at Mechanics Hall.
Okay,
I was just walking. I'm like, man, this is a cool old building, and like that big. The third floor or whatever with that big stage.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, it'd be cool to play a show here.
Right?
Oh, my God.
And I've only ever seen classical acts there, but I can picture, like, you know, SM Metallica.
Yeah. Something like that would be cool.
Right?
They could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an orchestra of Pink Floyd.
Yes. I'd sign me up.
Mm-hmm. I would.
Yeah. Take my money.
Mm-hmm. Guys, marketing over there, if you're listening.
Yeah, let's go. Let's set something
thing.
Up.
Make that Worcester, thing.
Come on.
Come on, Worcester. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back to the music. You know, we're so fortunate just to have incredible venues around here in this area, northern Worcester County, just to have for you guys to be able to go out there and play. You know, I became familiar with your work over at the Blueprint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. That was, that's a cool little place. I like
great.
That.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I love going there. They're very, very, very nice. Always a crowd there.
Yeah.
Food's really good.
What a wonderful crew, too. I mean, the hard workers.
Very hard workers. And you know what? And they, unlike me when I was a bartender, they don't have, like, bad attitudes.
Well,
I get flustered. I'm like, I don't want to be
like, here you go, water.
So always give respect to the people who work at restaurants.
Oh,
it's a hard job.
Yeah, it is a hard job, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, how long have you been playing music and performing?
So the first time I ever played, it was August of 2016. So that was like the Audio Wasabi debut that I made, thanks to Brian Chafee.
Right.
And that was the first time. And like after that, I started. I mean, I was playing at the Ale House like every other Thursday, so that was great. And like the first big show that I played was at the Ale House. It was the night before Thanksgiving that year.
Okay.
And I opened up for my friends in the Boot Hill Express.
Oh, the guys from Boot Hill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like the main act, and I got to do a little 45-minute set opening up for them.
Nice.
I was, everybody I knew was there. It's like my whole like extended family, like all these friends from like high school and college, and some of them I haven't seen in a while, and I'm like, oh my God, there's a million freaking people here. And it was it was like, that was a really special night for me, because I'm like, I really feel like a musician now. I actually brought in a crowd, and everyone was so supportive and cool. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's great. You know, when you get that support, it's huge, and it kind of gives you that little confidence booster that you need.
Huge, yeah.
Because
awesome. It's hard. Like for me, it was definitely hard. Especially growing up, I was the shy kid. I was the awkward, shy. You know, I would say the hardest thing ever for me was getting in front of a microphone and singing, and it took me like a year to really start getting comfortable with it. But you know how I got out of it?
Oh yeah,
was everyone was like taking out their phones, taking like Snapchat videos or whatever, and then I would see them later, and I'm like, I sound like garbage. I sound nervous.
Yeah.
I sound nervous, and I'm like, I would like the fear of sounding nervous made me not nervous anymore. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, okay.
I want to sound good. I sound better. Like if I'm at home recording myself, I'm not nervous. I'm not playing to anybody. I'm like, I want to sound more like I sound when nobody's listening to me.
Right.
So that's kind of how I got over that little, you know, speed bump that probably every musician has to get over.
Well, for me, it's alcohol.
Yeah, liquid courage, man. Yeah. Well, I'm more of a water guy myself, so I'm like
nature's vodka.
Yes, yes.
No, tequila for me. Yeah, that's how I sing in front of people.
Oh, tequila. You know, everyone's got their thing. Me, it's chewing gum.
Yeah, so
I'm trying not to chew gum and talk in the microphone.
I know. I was like, do I tell him? Do I make him spit it out? Should I have him put it on the microphone?
I'll like stick it under my tongue so I'm not chomping on it.
Yeah,
but that's my hero, Dave Grohl.
I love him.
That's what he does. And I'm like, his throat never gets dry, and he's like,
genius. I never thought of that.
Yeah, it keeps like the salivation, and I'm like, I think John Lennon did it too. So I was like, all the greats do it. So I'm like, I'm just going to do that. Oh yeah, it works.
Yeah, and it's funny too because I have a buddy that just hates gum chewing sounds. So I always made sure that I was chewing gum every time I came home. And I was like, what's wrong, buddy? Nom, nom, nom. What? He's like, get out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like my mom. She hates, like, if I ever, like, ate with my mouth open, she'd just give me the stare. Like, close your mouth when you eat. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Sorry. You used to get the back end of the butter knife to the elbow.
Oh, that felt good. Yeah.
Well, you learned real quick.
Was it the people's elbow?
Yeah. No, it was just my elbow.
Oh, okay.
It's just my elbow.
It was just my elbow.
Yeah, no, the funny bone right there.
It wasn't funny.
No. All right. Well, you know what? Let's. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Oh.
I don't actually know how to play
that song. I was about to say, like, we're diving into that one.
All right.
See, that's one of those, it's like half step down tuning. I think all the Stain songs, like, a lot of the songs. Like, I do play some songs in those tunings. I play Alice in Chains, play Live. I play
Love Alice in Chains. Yeah.
Green Day. A lot of that stuff is in.
Do half you step know down. That song?
Yeah. I play Welcome to Paradise. That's a good one.
Ooh.
But nice. I play another Green Day song. I can play a Green Day song if you'd like to hear a Green Day song.
You can play whatever
you want.
Your heart desires.
This is your show.
This is my show.
Yeah.
Put my name on it. Come on.
That's right.
I think Chris, wait, how do you say your last name?
So I tell people, you know, Guerra, because it's just easier. But if you're a Spanish person, he's saying it wrong. It's Guerra. Or, you know, just Guerra.
I'm like French Canadian, so I can.
Oh, you can roll the R's.
I can roll my R's a little bit.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so good at it. It like drives people crazy. I'm like, you know, just like, let's go.
Respect. Yeah. Respect.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a good way to do it, man.
Yeah.
Maybe someday I'll write a song and I can roll the R and.
Oh.
See, you're giving me ideas.
Yeah.
You're giving me ideas.
This is the creative zone.
This is the creative zone. That's yes, the right. Juices are flowing.
That's right.
I love it.
All right. So what do you got for us?
I got lots of covers, baby.
You got us covered?
Oh, I got you covered, baby.
Nice.
I'll try to think of the top of my head.
Hello.
There it is. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I was going to play a song. What was I going to play? You know, we were talking about Audio Slave and Chris Cornell. I'm a big Chris Cornell.
Yes.
How about some Chris Cornell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, yes, all day long.
I walk the streets of Japan till I get lost, cause it doesn't remind me of anything. With the graveyard tan and carrying a cross, it doesn't remind me of anything. I like studying faces in the parking lot, cause it doesn't remind me of anything. I like driving backwards in the fog, cause it doesn't remind me of anything. The things that gypsum moths and radio talk, cause it doesn't remind me of anything. I like gospel music and canned applause, cause it doesn't remind me. doesn't remind me of anything. The things that I loved, the things that I lost, things I held sacred that I dropped. I won't lie before you condemn. I don't want to learn what I need. Bend and shape.
Officially a fan now.
Oh, you were before.
I was teetering on the edge. I was like, well, he's really good.
But
does he know?
And this is why I'm the one that reaches out and books the people.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. You've
yes.
seen me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, he's good, but is he Chris Cornell good?
Nobody is.
No, but you, man.
Again, great value brand Chris Cornell.
Right, yeah, there you go.
I want Chris Cornell. We have Chris Cornell at home.
Yeah, right. I love it. No, that was great, my friend. Thank you. Awesome.
Big fan. So Chris Cornell, actually, speaking of Worcester.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I saw him in 2016 at the Hanover Theater in Worcester.
Oh, nice.
Best show I've ever been to. I went there with my mom, she's the one who brought me up on all this music.
Yeah.
So it was a really cool time. And dude, Chris was so cool. So they have a rule at the Hanover. You're not supposed to take out your phone, take pictures and videos.
Right.
Of course he goes on, everyone's taking him out, and they got the employees there like, no, you got to put that away. You got to put that away. You can't do that. And
yeah.
Chris kind of saw that. And after like two songs, he's like, hey, by the way, if you guys want to take out your phones and take photos and videos, I'm cool with that. Go ahead and do it.
Oh,
like, oh wow.
This guy's not only amazing, but he's down to earth. He's cool. He gets it.
Yeah.
And humble. Yeah.
So I'm never that guy that records the whole show. I take a few clips here and there, and I took a bunch. I took a bunch of clips because he played everything. Played Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog, His solo stuff, which is really good too.
Yeah.
I took a bunch of videos, and a year later, on my birthday, he died. So I go back and actually watch those videos quite a bit.
I have goosebumps right now.
I know.
Oh, so wow.
He, like, seeing that show really, like, that was, I saw that show, like, 2 months before I played for the first time. So that was another kind of, like, motivator for me. Like, oh, man, look at, it's just him playing his guitar, super cool, super easy, and captivating the audience. I'm like, he's a huge inspiration for me, so. Yeah, I had to tell that story. You're talking about Worcester, Chris Cornell, and all that.
Yeah,
I love. Hey, we will make plenty of time for Chris Cornell stories.
Yes,
yeah, definitely. That is insane, man. Wow. Yeah, and now look at that. You have like a piece of history now.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Yeah, and it's like, so that's why I'm never that guy. Like I kind of have that boomer mentality with a lot of things. You know, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the tech and the AI stuff.
Get off my lawn.
I am kind of that person, even though my lawn doesn't look that good. I drive on my lawn. You can come on my lawn. Now when I see people taking videos and pictures at shows, I'm like, you know what? You have it forever. This person could drop dead tomorrow or whatever. Like,
right.
You can go back. And the whole point of videos and photos is to, like, you know, relive the moment.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, now am I saying you should watch the whole show like this with your phone in front of your face?
No,
like enjoy the show, but I don't know. So a lot of artists don't like it when they people take out their phones, and I get it. You know, like back in the day, like you're talking about Lollapalooza, like nobody had phones. Everyone was into the show. Like,
oh, I know.
I wish those days were back, but at the same time, I'm in the middle, I guess, with this.
It's kind of weird because, like, you know, there are times where you're like, you know, life's just so much better if you get the phone put away. You're like noticing things in out in nature and everything like that. But then it's like TikTok, and it's like, what? No Chick-fil-A sauce? You know, Nikki's like, I'm not following that right now.
I don't have TikTok.
I don't either.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I didn't make an Instagram until like 2 years
ago. I have no idea what you're talking about.
How does the oldest guy in the room have TikTok and the younger people don't? Like, what is wrong with that picture?
I don't know, man. I feel like it's a distraction. Like,
it is.
I took, you know, I've had a YouTube account for forever. But like, I made a Facebook when I was like a junior in high school. I made a Snapchat when I was in college, a Twitter in college. But like the Instagram, again, I just made one like 2 years ago. And part of the reason why I made it was like to promote myself, because I was solo and I'm playing gigs. I'm like, well, I should probably make myself available on more platforms.
Right.
So I made a Facebook page and all that stuff. So, but now I use Instagram. I watch the reels. I do stories and all that. You get sucked in.
If
I do the TikTok, I'm like, I'll get sucked into it, and it's just be more of a distraction.
It's all the same stuff, though.
It really is. Yeah, it's just like a week later.
Well, unlike the other ones, though, TikTok, because it's out in China, they don't have any, the copyright people don't have any jurisdiction out there. So anybody and everybody can just attach whatever kind of music they want. And it's like, it's okay.
I mean, if it works, it works.
But then if you share that video that you've made with like that really cool song on Facebook's like, nope.
Yeah. Papa Zuck steps in.
Yeah, you're gonna get shadow banned.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Wait, my post got taken down. Why?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's happened to all of us at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something stupid.
Our first cover was by our buddy Andy.
Oh, Andy
Kutcher.
Yeah. He's awesome. Great mustache.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yes.
Right?
One of the best.
I just going to deviate a little bit from that story, but you know, at one point we had a camera just focused right on his mustache while we were setting up, and I'm like, oh my God, we have to have a
mustache. No, he leaned down to like pick up his guitar or something, and then like his mustache was just right in the camera. Then as we're interviewing him, I just kept like zooming in on his mustache all the time.
God. It really gets just captivating and grabs your attention. It's like, I'm jealous. Yeah. I can't really grow this is like 4 days without shaving. I just can't really do it. I grow the hair out. That's my thing.
But anyways, he did a one of our first covers of
Fly
by Sugar Ray. And
oh, that got really?
Mark
before it even was finished, it was taken down.
Oh. Mark McGrath was like,
maybe somebody didn't put their arms around him, baby.
oh, I like that.
That's a good good theory.
Yeah, that is good. But yeah, so I, you know, we disputed it. We're like, it's a cover, dude.
Yeah.
And then they released it. So,
well, that's good. At least. It's nice when that happens. Your rebuttal actually like does something.
Yeah, they do. They do look at those things. So.
Well, it was crazy because literally like as soon as we finished going live and we hit like stop, all of a sudden I get a notification. Your video's been cut. Like as soon as.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Just put in all that time and effort
it was rough. And then
first one too.
Yeah, first cover ever.
Oh,
and then even YouTube, we did the big random, and it was all covers.
Yeah, I did watch that.
Yeah,
that was excellent.
One song, and they're like, "Nope, you can't do that." And we're like, "What? Come on!" So, you know, I guess that's pretty normal with it's YouTube
greedy labels,
Then. And then, you know, of course, we don't make any money over here, which is fine.
Yeah.
And so that's why I told them, I'm like, we're poor. And they're like, okay, here you go. You can have your video back. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, whatever it is. But,
yeah.
But TikTok's like the wild west of like sharing music.
No rules, baby.
There are no rules over at TikTok.
Oh, man.
But anyways.
Yeah, maybe that's why a lot of people like it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I guess the same. I mean, now the part that I don't remember very well is Vine.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember
that? That was like a hot thing for 5 minutes. A lot of my friends were into it, and I am never the first to adopt anything, and I'm like, right. Oh, this is stupid. And it died. I'm like, oh, whatever. I never got into it.
But I guess Vine was very similar, too. I mean, Vine was a combination of things.
Yeah, short videos.
Very short clips.
Viral, whatever. Yeah.
But that was fun. Mm-hmm. Those were good times.
Yeah. It's okay to have fun, people.
It is always.
It's okay to let people enjoy things.
And what better fun than to be listening to live music.
That's a good segue. That's a big market segue right there.
I'm getting good, Nikki.
Yes, you are.
I'm on training wheels. So I think I'm ready to come off. Let's...
Just keep your helmet on.
I got a helmet.
Big fan of helmet.
Yes. That's right.
I love helmet.
Yes.
Oh, man. See, I'm going to drop D and now I'm thinking of helmet. I can't really play the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Oh,
I love Helmet. Oh, they're so good.
So you know what I'm going to be putting on the, when I leave here is Helmet.
Yeah, just in the meantime. Betty, great album too. One of the best snare drums I've ever heard is on Betty. Oh, it sounds so good. Yeah. But anyways, you know, Drop D is synonymous with 90s music.
Oh yeah,
and this is not only the first Drop D song I ever learned how to play. It's also my all-time favorite song.
Oh,
you ready
okay.
for this?
Yeah,
I'm sure you'll recognize it very quickly. I wonder
Yes! Oh, hey, man. David Grohl would be proud.
Davey Grohl, baby.
Yeah.
It's my hero. My biggest influence. Well, yeah, I would call him my biggest influence.
Well, there goes my hero.
There goes my hero. Yeah. I did a video of that song. Nice. I make all these videos in my basement.
Nice.
And I play the drums on the bass, and that was the first song I did, my hero.
There goes my hero. Watch him.
Oh, it's in drop D.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, wow, he's going for it.
There we go. That works. Yeah, okay. Right.
No, that was great, my friend. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Nikki, you got some questions?
Yeah.
Pepper me with the questions.
Let's go. What's one of the craziest things you've ever encountered at like a gig or a show?
Craziest things I've ever encountered?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, I learned a valuable lesson at a gig with my old band. So we were playing a St. Patrick's show, my old band Safe Hill, at a place in Shirley called The Phoenix. Great spot, great restaurant. When we were taking the break, some lady came up to me. She's like, "Can I go sing an Irish song?" And I'm like, "Sure, go right ahead." And my guitar player just gave me a look like, "What have you done?" And she started singing. Dude, she was not good. She was not a good singer. And like, she was probably like, you know, in the bag at that point too. And we were fumbling around with the PA, like, "Oh, we got to shut this microphone off." And like, so I learned the lesson. If anybody approaches you and wants to like, just go sing a song, tell them no, unless you know for a fact that like they can sing and they're a good musician and they know what they're doing. So, yeah, that was a tough lesson to learn there from me.
I've always been shocked at like those instances at those concerts. Yes, people, I'm refilling my water.
Stay hydrated, brother.
You too. Where like even Dave Grohl, I watched it with Dave Grohl, where he'd be like, "Hey, you brother guy over there, you got a guitar, come up here." And like, I
Kiss guy. Have you seen that video?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy dressed up like he was in Kiss. He shredded. He played Monkey Wrench. Was awesome.
I'm like, I don't know if those are staged or planned or if they're legit.
I don't know. That's a good question. It looked pretty authentic.
It looked authentic.
Yeah. He's like, he brought his own pick.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's those moments are super special.
Yeah. You've seen it. I've seen videos like, I guess Green Day does that quite a bit. They bring up like kids, and which is wicked cool.
That is cool.
Johnny Resnick from Goo Goo Dolls did that recently too. He brought up a kid who played a song, and it was awesome. It's like the kid nailed it. So yeah. It's especially cool with kids. It's like, you know, you get younger people who, and you know, I don't mean to sound bad, but these artists are getting a little on in age. So a good way to appeal to these younger people is to do stuff like that, maybe, because maybe the young kids will see it and be like, "Oh, that's really cool. That guy's my age. I should listen to their songs." I don't know.
So I'll segue into this one. What advice would you give to aspiring musicians that are just starting out?
Just do it. Just do it, baby.
Just do it.
Just freaking do it. Don't
do it.
Where there is a will, there is a way.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you know, like for me, I was just like, "Oh, I got to do this. I gotta buy a nicer guitar. I gotta take lessons. I gotta quit running so I have time to." No, just do it. You can figure it out and you can do it. Just buy a guitar or whatever you want to do. If you're a singer, keyboard, whatever. I mean, it's kind of hard with drums. Unless you buy the electric ones, because they make a lot of noise. I can attest to that. But so for me, it's like, I go home, it's like I get guitars just hanging out all over the place. And if they're stowed away in my cases and they're in a closet, I'm like, I'm not going to pull it out and play. It's like 9 at night. I'm eating dinner. I'm like, I'm just going to go to bed. If the thing's right in front of me, I'm like, I'll just play around with it. And sure enough, an hour goes by. I'm like, oh, I just played guitar for an hour without even thinking about it. So it's like, you know, if you're really passionate about it, then that's all you need.
And you can make anything into music. I watched someone take a recorder and beatbox with it, and I was just blown away.
I love that stuff, dude.
Right?
Yeah. There's like, I think it was Angels and Airwaves. That's Tom DeLonge's other band, guy from Blink 182. Such a great song, The Adventure. I guess that song's inspired by like somebody opening a file cabinet and closing it, and like they recorded that sound and like in. It was like part of the intro of the song, and he made the song around that. It's like, it's so random, but it's like inspiration can strike anywhere, dude.
That's what Queen did, man. When they did their Bohemian Rhapsody, they were locked in a studio for like months, and they were just like messing around with sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, come up with something. Well, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You know, it's like, and it's great now. It's like I got my drum kit and I got a little cheap old bass rig too, so I can kind of play around with all that stuff.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
That's what I wanted. Like, I bought my house, was it 3 years ago now? Something like that. But my house it's great. It's like, I got a fair amount of land and the house is right in the middle.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, none of my neighbors can hear me when I'm wailing on my drums at like 1:30 in the morning or I crank my guitar amp up. It's perfect. And that to me, that's what I've always wanted. I'm like, I want just an environment where I can go play when I want,
right?
Play as long as I want, do whatever I want. And that's what made it easy for me, but it wasn't always that easy. Like I lived with my parents when I started getting into them. Like, I got to play my acoustic and I got to go in the basement. I got to
make
sure I'm not strumming too hard because I want to wake my mom up or whatever. Yeah. And that still happens. Like, hey, can you turn it down a little? I'm trying to sleep. It's 1 a.m.
Aww.
So, but, you know, you can figure it out. Where there is a will, there is a way.
There is a way. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my advice. Just do it.
Just do it.
Figure it out. You can do it. You can absolutely do it.
Like the emperor once said, do it.
Do it.
Execute order 66.
See more of that Star Wars stuff.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's like, well, I don't know what the boys are starting to talk about spaceships. I don't get it.
Star Trek? No, Star Wars. Yeah. Get it right.
No, that's the wrong one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Yeah.
Music this is.
So anyways, yeah, no, that's cool.
I gotta learn the Imperial March now.
Oh, I can play that on the piano.
Can you really?
Yeah, I really can.
Dude, that's pretty. I gotta hear that.
Yeah.
At some point.
I'll play that for you.
Yeah.
So we are nearing the end.
Yes.
This is the end.
Beautiful friends. See, I told you I know classic rock too.
Yes, there you go.
The Doors.
Yeah, I love The Doors.
When I grow my hair out, I kind of look a little like Jim Morrison.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, great value brand Jim Morrison. Right.
Wish to come Van Morrison here. We are coming near to the end.
However, did bring another guitar.
I did bring another guitar. So if I'm going to play that song, I got to unplug this one. Let me know. I want to make that awful noise.
Okay, everybody that is listening to this, make sure you crank up your earphone so that we can use some of our insurance liability.
I've done that too many times.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I thought I turned it off. Oh, I thought I muted it.
I can hear colors now.
Yeah, right. I can hear a lot of
ringing. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Oh, fuck
ding,
you.
Ding, dong, ding, dong. Banana phone. I got a feeling.
I hate you.
Oh, boy.
It's all right.
I'm plugged in. I don't know if this thing's tuned right. So I actually mentioned this a couple minutes ago, the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
He brought the kid up to play this song. Now, this song, it's in a weird tuning, as you can hear. Give me an E. Give me an E.
E.
That's an E.
Give me an E.
See how good that sounds?
Give me a break.
This is the cheapest like piece of junk guitar I've ever bought.
It's pretty.
It sounds pretty.
But in that tuning, anything sounds good.
Oh,
it sounds like a 12 string. It's because these two. So the story behind this song is this is my favorite song to play. I love playing this song, and I'm like, I just want to play this at every gig that I play. Yeah. So, like, in order to play the song correctly, I mean, there are ways to get around it, but again, I'm not very creative, so I'm like, I want to try and play it as close to the original as I can. You need to tune it to D, A, E, A, E, E, which...
Wow.
In order to get these tunings, you need to replace the G string with a B string to tune it up to A, and you need to replace the B string with an E string to tune it up to E, or else they snap and you're snapping G strings, and then people laugh at you when you say that. Yeah.
I mean, risky.
Yeah. I mean, in another context, like not
sorry
so
for time and a place, right?
Yeah. If it weren't for the gutter, my mind would be homeless. So
basically, yeah, no, like I actually I made a. If you want to follow me on the socials, I make fun little videos when I have time. And I did a full band video of this song where I play the guitars, the bass, the drums.
That's
the bass
awesome.
And the drums are awesome. Super easy. Like, and honestly, this guitar, like playing this song, it looks kind of hard. But it's, again, like I was talking earlier, like once you learn the song, you're like, oh, it's that easy. It sounds so hard, but it's not hard. Like when I learned how to play this song, I'm like, geez, I guess I can kind of play guitar. And it's probably a top five favorite song. I just played Everlong. That's my favorite song ever.
Sure.
Like, it just works when you're working out, when you're sad, when you're it just works for everything.
Eating cake alone.
Yes, eating cake alone. this song, you know, I mean, Goo Goo Dolls, they have Iris, which is like, it's just like the gold standard of music. That song is a masterpiece. I like this song better.
Okay.
There's just more of like an innocence to it, more of like it's a little more stripped down. It's a song that made them famous. So one of my favorite songs, I'm going to play it.
Me by, I still can't turn away. Cause all the dreams you never thought you'd lose get tossed along the way. Letters that you never meant to send get lost or thrown away. That's a shame. You could hide beside me, maybe for a while. And I won't tell no one your name. And I won't tell them your name. Souvenirs never lose, passes never far. Did you lose yourself somewhere out there? Did you get to be a star? Don't it make you sad to know that life more than who we are. Grew up way too fast. Now there's nothing to believe. Reruns all become our history. A tired song keeps playing on a tired radio. And I won't tell no. Tell him your name. I won't tell him your name.
Oh, man. I gotta hold up the finger because when I play that at gigs, after that little solo and go, everyone's like, yay, the song's over. And I'm like, wait, no, there's that last part.
There's more.
See, I knew that.
Yes.
And I was like, I gotta hold up. Okay, no, this guy's a pro.
That's right. I'm a pro, right?
Bro.
Professional.
Yeah. Oh, man, Mike, I'm telling you, what an awesome, fun time.
Yeah, this is great, man.
Yeah.
This is the best Saturday I've had in a while.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you. Yeah, this is fun. Listen, Facebook, you're going to post this, and in YouTube and podcasts, that's okay. We love covers, and we love you.
Hey, I love you guys, too. Oh. And I also love covers.
Yes.
Clearly.
Yeah, no, and you performed them really well. I mean, so those have hit hard in the feeling box over here, because Like I said, I grew up with those tunes. So.
Yeah, the nostalgia is real right now. Real. Oh,
it just takes you back, man, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. So thank you so much for, doing this. And, let's see. So if people wanted to come again real quick, find your music or, check out some of those complications.
My videos,
yeah.
So on my socials, Facebook and Instagram, Facebook's kind of weird. So if you put the at thing, at logo,
the handle
you
there.
You type in at Mike Martin Music 704, it'll come up.
Okay.
Or if the name of the page is MM Music. MM stands for Mike Martin, in case you couldn't tell. MM Music. There's a picture of me like holding a guitar, kind of that, I guess. I don't know. Look for the picture. That's me on Facebook. Instagram, I'm just at Mike Martin 704. Same picture. On those two. I post when I have gigs. I usually post like earlier in the week, like, oh, I got a gig. It's usually on Fridays and Saturdays when I have shows. And they're through the local area. I play out in Worcester sometimes, but I'm generally in the greater Gardner area.
G Vegas?
Yeah, G Vegas, baby, Chair City.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you wanna come check me out playing music, I'd love to see you people out there. I make these fun little videos. I don't know when my next one's going to be, but feel free to check those out too. I put them on my YouTube page as well, but I put them on my Facebook too. So, and I've links, like if you go on the Instagram, the Facebook and YouTube, things are there, and same with Facebook. Like the three of those, basically.
It's all intertwined.
It's all intertwined, basically. Yeah. So.
No, and they're great. I enjoyed the Nirvana one. It was
thank you.
Yeah,
in Bloom, baby.
Yeah.
It's the first song I ever learned how to play on drums.
Oh, that's
big
great.
Dave Grohl guy. Clearly,
yeah.
You know. And did the harmonies there. I'm like, oh, I actually did the harmonies.
Whoa. Are you trying to say that Dave Grohl was in Nirvana?
Yeah, he was in Queens of the Stone Age too.
What?
He was also in Them Crooked Vultures.
Oh my God,
he played with Tom Petty on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
he's done a lot of
stuff.
He's
done so much.
He did Probot. You ever listen to Probot before?
No, that was
his metal side project. He brought in Lemmy. He brought in Max Cavalera. He brought in Kim Thayil. He brought in a bunch of like legendary musicians.
Oh my God,
he did like all the drums, a bunch of guitars, and like brought these other people to sing and play guitar. It's a pretty cool little project that nobody knows about.
No, I'm looking that up right after.
Yeah, Probot, man.
Probot.
Yeah. Jeez. Dave Grohl, the guy. Yeah. The Sound City documentary, you ever watch that?
I think so, parts of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He spearheaded the whole thing, but like, that's where Nevermind was recorded, where Fleetwood Mac basically found Lindsey and Stevie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, Tom Petty recorded like all his albums there. It's a great documentary. Dave Grohl, very accomplished human being.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he also had a hand in the Zac Brown Band.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah, he's so connected. He's done all kinds of stuff with a bunch of people.
Well, talking about people, you're our favorite people.
Oh, yeah. The feeling's mutual.
Yeah, thank you, Mike, for coming down and performing for us and sharing your stories. Absolutely a fun time.
Thank you for giving me the platform. It was a lot of fun.
You got it.
Enjoy this.
Yeah, make sure you guys check our buddy Mike out and check out his content. It's good stuff. And we want to say thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts. If you're listening to this, this is going to be in the month of August. So what better way to endure the heat with some 90s tunes, right?
Yeah. It'll cool you right down,
It'll
baby.
Cool you right down.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yep. So Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Nikki. And thank you, wherever you are. There you are. Thank you, listener. This has been another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts.
Bye.
Bye.